everyone, and welcome to the Village Celebration. I'm Vicki Newton. We often hear concern that African American history is not taught in school, leaving younger generations uninformed about their story, their greatness in the face of centuries of injustice. However, there is a Brooklyn-based publication taking on the assignment to enlighten. It's called Carter Magazine, where hip-hop meets history. Joining us today is Keon Martin, founder of Carter Magazine. Thank you so much for joining us, Keon.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So tell us, how did you start Carter Magazine?
Carter came about back in 2011. Prior to that, in 2008, from a documentary I direct and produce called Bridging the Gap Between History and Hip-Hop, Black Wall Street. And during that documentary, I went on tour along the East Coast line to figure how can we recreate Black Wall Street within the culture of hip-hop. And I was, at that time for me, was being a great listener, just listening to folks give ideas and where we should go. And I constantly heard awesome ideas. However, I heard how it crumbled when each person took the podium to say, oh, I love what you're saying, but. And from the word but, it kind of diminished the unification of agreeing on an idea. So just from that notion alone, it taught me to add to someone's idea by not only listening to what they say, but at the same time, it helped me to understand their case and how we can, unify. And upon that lesson, it allowed me to then look into things that I went back in time, such as Gil Noble's show Like It Is, and watch old episodes in the archive to just listen to certain things that people were saying of how we can unite. And then I came across a documentary on JFK Jr., and he spoke about his publication, George. And, sure. And I was a fan of George back in the 90s. I thought it was super dope, like, to see Cindy Crawford on the cover as George Washington and other celebrities take on roles of political figures in history. I felt that we needed something like that within our culture and something to make it cool and hot. And so when I thought about a name, the first name I thought about was calling it Martin, after Martin Luther King Jr. And I was like, yeah, but, it just covers a certain, time in history. I wanted a name that could not only embody our history, but the culture of hip-hop. And I remember when I wrote an article on Carter G. Woodson, founder of Black History Month. And I was like, Carter, wow, that name, like, not only embodies history, it also encompasses hip-hop culture, whether you think of Sean Carter, Jay-Z, Dwayne Carter, Lil Wayne, and so on and so forth. I was like, that name transcends time and culture. And that's how I came up with the name Carter to start the movement of celebrating where history and hip-hop meet.
I love the look of your Instagram feed. And then when I went to the website, it's, like you said, cool and hot and very informative. Who does the research? There's so much history.
Yeah, so the research is actually grown through the years. When we launched back in 2011, part of that was myself just along the tour of doing Bridging the Gap Between History, Hip Hop, Black Wall Street. I became a history buff within myself to learn our glorious past towards our prosperous future. So the content that I received through research, I documented and filed it. And after getting a lot of this information, I then took the task on how to, create the content and present it in a call to action advertising way so that when the viewer gets to experience a brief synopsis of the person that they view, it leads them to look further into the history of that person. So the person was getting information about the content of individuals every day throughout the year, and then looking at it from the point of view of how I would like the viewer to receive it in a way where it's appealing. The photos speak to you, and it speaks to the synopsis of the history of the person in which they're reading and learning from.
The photos are beautiful. They're black and white. And there's that historical footnote that you add. And you have done that every day for a number of years. How have you remained committed?
It's knowing upon the shoulders in which we stand on. It's like I think about those who thought about myself, you, and others, and we were not even born or, you know, had no idea what we were going to be entering in the world after birth, right? And so to understand that sacrifice, that to overcome the struggle, I took that as a badge of honor to honor them, those before us, to bestow the information and carry the baton of, you know, history tellers such as Gil Noble, who for decades, you know, provided that every Sunday. And then I wanted to expand Prodigy Woodson's dream of beyond this month, from starting from 2 weeks to a month, mm-hmm. and take it to a year in a way where I'm not asking anyone that, you know, you need to know your history. I provide it free as a social business initiative started by Muhammad Yunus, who wanted to end world poverty, who won a Nobel Peace Prize. And for me, I wanted to end the lack of knowledge and the poverty and understanding our history.
So what's been the response?
Oh, man. great response throughout the years. Met some individuals such as Harry Belafonte, who told me upon meeting him that I had no idea what I was doing, which shocked me. And he said the reason why was because when you're in the movement, you don't know who you're sparking. So mm-hmm. when he, you know, was impregnated by Martin Luther King's Jr. journey and for the civil rights movement, it caused him to want to do something as well and bring students over in Africa from Kenya to the U.S. for the first time to get a college education. And amongst the people he brought over was Barack Obama Sr. And so if he wouldn't have brought those students over and Barack Obama Sr. wasn't there, we would not have the 44th president of the United States being Barack Obama.
What a profound example of one person influencing people they never quite even know they've touched.
Yeah, right. So when he said that you have no idea who you're sparking or what you're doing, that's what he meant, and he encouraged me to keep going. So it was him and a host of others that we may know who definitely has been pushing me to move forward with this, to be that next one in the baton of preserving and empowering our history.
So what are your plans for expanding Carter Magazine? Because you've relocated and you have some other ideas. Tell us about them.
Yeah, so Carter was phase one. And it's always been a dream of mine to have an impact of not only controlling the narrative of what people see of us, however, also being an educational tool and empower them to understand America fully, and as far as the government and what we do as a functioning society and a movement as one. And so right now, relocated to Richmond, Virginia, to do phase two of three, which is in a joint business venture with Solidify Productions, which is a black-owned full production house that produced 4 feature films in 1 year, which has never been done in any production house. One is in theaters now called River Runs Red, featuring Taye Diggs, George Lopez. And we have 3 more that's coming out in 2019. And so I joined forces with them and being on the creative side of creating that impressions, acquisitions, and conversions to draw people to what we're producing here and the talent and the kind of content and high quality that we provide and controlling the narrative of what we see and how we receive it and empowering the people. There's another phase to it that is going to be launched that I created and studying over 7 years doing Carter that I will launch third quarter of 2019, which I can't say right now. But I'm super excited because it's something that for the past 7 years, I've been studying this market diligently, and I'm ready. And it's not only that I'm ready, but the people and the studies and the statistics and the numbers show that people are ready for it as well.
Well, we look forward to hearing more about that in 2019. Thank you so much for
Oh,
joining us, Keon Martin. We
thank
have to
you.
talk with you and find out what the next phase is. But thank
Yes.
you so much for what you've already done.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome.
And you're listening to the Village Celebration. Well, now we. Must talk with